And welcome to this Memorial Day show. We are talking to Reverend Sharon Hurst. And Sharon is coming on with us today because we want to talk about a different aspect of Memorial Day, as it were, of the people that we have lost, the people that have served. And Sharon, you and I talked recently about an article that came out of actually a Fox News report and that you followed up on. And it's about someone currently serving in the military that referenced God in a recent speech, and people are calling for him to be booted out of the service for this. Let's talk about that a little bit today, if you will.
Hi, Barbara. I would love to talk about that with you. I was really grateful that you shared this article with me because it really opened my eyes to things that I was not aware of what our servicemen were going through, serving this country, protecting us. And to read this article about a two-star general being court-martialed for a speech that he gave, I watched the video and I read the article. And what I saw was a man of God who happens to be serving in our military talking about how the Lord has kept him, how the Lord has enabled him with abilities that he did not have to do the things that he is doing for our country. And he talked about it with such passion that there is no doubt in my heart that if this man was not walking close to the Lord, he would not have been able to do the things that he's doing for our country right now. And what I did not understand is why they would want to court-martial someone just because of their love for the Lord. I'm not familiar with all the things, the military protocol, but I know this one thing that I do know. It is the prayers of the righteous every day that is covering our men that are out there battling for this country to keep us protected. Where would the servicemen be if we don't lift them up and keep them covered, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over their lives every day? If we take that away from them, where would this country be?
And to the best of my knowledge, what this fellow said, he just referenced God in his speech. He wasn't forcing people into any particular religion. He just referenced God in a speech. And we're seeing more and more of this, Sharon. We're seeing where the chaplains are being limited as to what they can do with their essentially battle buddies. This political correctness, I just wonder, and I had this vision, and I thought about a man or woman on the front lines and bullets whizzing all around them. And is the military going to say you cannot fall to your knees and pray to whoever your savior is at that point? It seems like we're leaning so much in terms of political correctness to accommodate folks that their particular religions may be the enemies of our country. And yet, historically, God has been woven into the fabric of our country. Our forefounders, our Pledge of Allegiance, one nation,
yes.
Under, I guess we have to go dot, 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 because we can't see God there. What is it about the political correctness? As a minister, as someone who ministers to people that experience so much pain, and we certainly know how much pain these guys and gals have coming back with their traumatic brain injury, their post-traumatic stress, do you see this as an intentional act of evil?
Barbara, I don't want to say that it is intentional, but it definitely is evil. It truly is evil. And you know, this is in our Bible of things that are going to be happening in the last days. And I know people don't like to talk about it, but we are living it now, and we are seeing it every day now. And as you were talking, Psalms 91 came to my mind, you know, how And I pray that prayer a lot for protection as I'm praying for people. And there is a part in there that says, I will not be afraid of the arrows by night or the things that flies by day. And as you said that, talking about the bullets that were flying at them, that psalm popped into my mind because that is a psalm of protection. And I believe the men that are Christian in a military, I believe they are praying this prayer so that when those bullets come near them, they do not touch them. And Barbara, we are so concerned about being politically correct. What about Jesus? We cannot serve God and serve man. We've got our minds so set on saying things not to offend people that we are truly offending the God that rose and that died and rose for us. And we've taken our mind off of that. And that saddens me so much. And these servicemen that are out there, the Lord is their shield. You know, they have to suit up in their own armor to go out there in the battlefield, but it is the armor of God that is protecting them day and night. And people need to recognize this. This is what is protecting the servicemen. It is the full armor of God that is protecting them and bringing them back home. And if they take this away from them, people don't realize what they're doing to the soldiers that are out there in the field, because God is their rock. He is their protector. Sure, they may have their helmets on, they may have this gun, but they know beyond a shadow of a doubt the one that is protecting them each and every day that they go out there to face a physical enemy. So we've got to stop trying to be so politically correct and recognize what is happening, not just in our churches, but out there in the battlefields now. We can't take this away from the soldiers. And as you said, this gentleman that did this broadcast, I listened to it. And Barbara, he was not trying to win anybody over to the Lord. He was just talking about how the Lord had blessed him, the things the Lord had did in his life that he wouldn't have been able to do. And then he just asked for prayer. He didn't tell them what prayer to pray. He just asked for prayer for the men that were out there in the battlefield, as we do every day. What is wrong with that? I can't find anything wrong with it. And we need as Christian and as people that have families, that have people doing that are out on the battlefield, we need to come together as one and stand in the name of Jesus to make sure that things like this stop, so that our soldiers can kneel and pray when they feel the need to kneel and pray. Because Barbara, if we don't let them do that, they're denying the God that is carrying them and what's going to happen to them. Doubt is going to creep into their mind. They're not going to be focused to do the job that we've sent them out there to do.
You know, I really wonder how many of our Americans really want to see people lose their commissions in the service because they reference God in a speech. I mean, I think it's the tail wagging the dog here. I think you've got a small percentage of people that want to break down the fabric of our country. Now, whether you are Jewish, whether you are Christian, whether you are Hindu, no matter what your particular spirituality is, I really wonder if you truly polled the entire American public next time you go out and do a census, not just when you do a vote, because not everybody votes, but when you do a census, if you ask that one question, what the response would be. And again, the tail is wagging the dog. A small percentage of people are trying to change everything for everybody. Okay, we no longer can have our Christmas parade in our cities, because the cities can't. We can honor every other holiday and
yes,
call it what it is.
Yes.
But it seems to be a big, solid attack on Christianity, which, of course, is, as you said, Sharon, it is biblically prophesized that this is going to happen. I have a thought, though. Sometimes my very simple mind breaks things down.
Yes.
And as you know, you and I are both parents. We have children. We're grandparents now.
Yes.
And the one thing we know about our parenting is it's not always a popularity contest. And we're not always going to make everybody feel warm and fuzzy. But that's not our job.
No, it's not.
Our job is to keep them safe, to
yes.
give them a good sense of self-esteem, but also to understand very early on choices and consequences, and a semblance of good self-esteem while taking personal responsibility.
Yes.
And when you get in a government too large, where they're legislating what you can and cannot say, even as an officer of a court, even as an officer of our armies or our navies or our other military services, it's an overextended reach. Because let's forget what this guy said in his speech and take it right back down to the battlefield. And I don't think
yes.
there's any power on heaven and earth that's going to keep that young man or that young woman, when they're in the heat of battle, or maybe when they or their battle buddy has been hit, that's going to keep
yes.
them from crying out to their God.
It is not. It's not going to stop them, Barbara, no matter what, because he's going to be sending up a prayer for his God to come down and minister to his friend. And who is going to deny that? Who would stop someone from praying for a friend, for a loved one, for a fallen soldier in battle? Who would stop that? No one would. And if they did, Lord, have mercy on their soul, because it's not just a physical person they've got to deal with now, but they've got to deal with the power of the Almighty Lord, who stopped someone from praying for relief for this soldier, for praying for healing for this soldier. For this soldier could have fallen and recognized, okay, that my life is not where it should be. And I want to get it right with the Lord. And just so happened, his friend that is with him is a Christian and knows the Lord and wants to right there help him accept the Lord into his life. Dare someone come and stop that? Barbara, you know they will fall into the hands of the Almighty Living God.
You know, we've noticed lately that there's been a number of different polls out, and it's shown that the number of Christians in America has dropped considerably in Christians
yes.
worldwide. And I really wonder how truly that reflects what people deeply feel, because someone may not go to a particular house of worship every Sunday does not mean that they are not loving a living God. There was also a poll about people's acceptance towards same-sex marriages. And I have to tell you, I know very, very many people that are devout Christians that also don't spend much time judging what other people's choices are in that. So many churches, are embracing people no matter where they herald from. You know, if two men, two women have fallen in love and they come and want to worship God. And so I think that maybe the pollsters are splitting hairs out there, because the face or the nature of the way people worship has changed. They seem to be saying that people are no longer worshiping or believing. Sharon, I truly believe things come full circle. Do you remember back in the Vietnam era how those boys came home, primarily boys, and
yes.
they were called baby killers? They were just the blight of the existence. And now they themselves, being the elders in our country, are ensuring that every other young warrior that comes home is never, never treated like that. So
yes.
I wonder when we'll see the flip in terms of our personal liberties as it comes to religion. Maybe this generation that's turning its back on it, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, people go, oh, whoa, boy, that was a mistake.
Yes.
We better dial that one back a bit.
I know, Barbara, and you're right. when I saw that poll, I too wondered, you know, what kind of census would take, you know, who did they reach out to? Because, you know, there are a lot of, and as I call them, and they call themselves, out of church Christians that don't go to the physical church, as, you know, as most people know it, because of things that have happened in the church. But that does not mean that they don't love the Lord. There are house churches springing up all over the place. Because, Barbara, you know, the Word of God says where two or three are gathered together in His name, He would be there in the present. It only takes two or three people to have church, because the church is not a building. It is a group of people together. So I can't help but wonder about that poll that was taken. And I'm sure it may have declined some, but I struggle trying to believe that it has declined as much as that poll has said, because just because you're not in the church every Sunday, that doesn't mean you don't love the Lord. That does not mean that you are not a Christian. So I can't help but wonder about that poll. And I have to agree, things have come full circle. And I'm hoping that the generation to come will learn from our mistakes, because I'm just like you. I have taught my children right and wrong, and I'm looking at them as well, teaching their children. And we're all teaching them about the love of the Lord. So I'm hoping that that generation to come will be much stronger than we are today, and will not just sit back and allow some things to happen. Because, Barbara, I truly believe that's what we have done. We have allowed some things to happen because we don't want to offend anyone. Now, when our Lord and Savior, He walked this earth, He was not here to please people. And we've become so much of a people-pleasing generation that we've forgotten who we serve.
Well, and I have to tell you, I sing God Bless America, even though people don't want to hear me sing. I say the Pledge of Allegiance. I think it comes from core values within people's homes.
Yes.
But I think it's okay to be noisy on the outside. And to that general who mentioned God in his speech, who spoke about God, if he indeed is court-martialed, I feel sorry for our nation, because our nation, I think, will be punished for that.
Oh, yes.
Sharon, this is Memorial Day. Memorial Day, of course, was started so many years ago. Declaration Day, I believe, is what it was called initially. And it was to memorialize those who gave all, who gave their service.
Yes. Yes.
I know this is my network and my airwaves. And as for me and mine, we serve our God. And I would like to invite you, if you will, to share a Memorial Day blessing for those we have lost and those who mourn.
I would be honored to do that, Barbara. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we come before you, Lord, in this time right now, Lord Jesus, and we come as one, standing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we reach out on this Memorial Day, and Father God, we pray for all of the soldiers that are still out there on the battlefield. We pray for the soldiers that have returned home and still trying to recover from that which they have gone through. We pray for their families as well, Father God, that had to keep things going while their families were out there on the battlefield. Father God, we cover them, each and every one, with the blood of Jesus Christ right now, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Father God, to come near this day. Hear their cries, Lord. Hear their pleas, Lord Jesus. Father God, right now, let them know that you care about them, Lord Jesus. And Father God, that you are standing right there with them on the battlefield, Lord. You are fighting the battle beside them, Lord, and you're keeping them covered, that you're watching over their families, Lord, while they're away, and you're keeping them strong. Father God, we ask that you supply their every need, Father God, so that there is no want for anything in their lives, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask, Father God, that you build a hedge of protection around them, their families, Father God, so that they continue, Father God, to do the things for this country, Father God, and the thing that you have called them to do, Father God. Help them to rise up in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, and lift you up, Father God, no matter where they are, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we pray right now. We pray, Father God, that you will stop the hand of the enemy, that you will shut the mouth of the enemy coming against your children, Father God, right now, Lord Jesus. Father God, and we claim, Father God, that you are turning everything around for their good, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray for blessings upon their lives, blessings upon their families, Father God, for healing, deliverance, and breakthrough in every need of their life, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we bless you this day. We lift you up, Father God, and we say thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see another Memorial Day, Father God, and we recognize it in your name, Father God. Because of you, Father God, this country is here, Lord Jesus, and we will lift you up, Father God, as one until the day, Lord, you come and take us home, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we say thank you. We thank you, Father God, and we bless your name on this blessed Memorial Day, Jesus. Amen.
And amen. Memorial Day 2015. Thank you for your service.
God bless you all.
To all who are serving. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Why don't you go ahead and share how people reach you for more of your inspirational messages?
You can reach me. My email is chosen1292@gmail.com. I have a ministry website, and it's chosen1ministries. And if you type that in, it will come up. And I will be happy to reach out to you if you send me an email. And I also send out daily words of encouragement. And there you can sign up on the website to receive these daily words of inspiration. And Barbara has also blessed me with a show called Still Small Voice. And I'm going to continue to talk on this show about prayers. So be listening for the Still Small Voice. And Barbara, I thank you so much for having me on the show today.
As well. Happy Memorial Day. We'll be back right after the break.